Lean Thinking of an Absolute Philosopher. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with The Absolute Philosopher. Lean Thinking of an Absolute Philosopher. An absolute philosopher is a person that thinks thoughts in a pure and perfect way. An absolute philosopher is a philosopher who has decided that the only way to think is to think one-pointedly. The only way to think is to think positively. The only way to think is to think beneficially for whatever the purpose is that you have in mind for yourself to accomplish. And that's what the absolute philosopher thinks. So, in that regard, the absolute philosopher cuts all the fat off the meat, cuts all the gristle out of the meat, and leaves only the meat. Now, if you're a vegetarian, I'm sure that appeals to you very much. Well, let's just look at the vegetables. An absolute philosopher would take the head of lettuce, and he would rinse off the head of lettuce first, and then after rinsing off the head of lettuce, he would take off the outer one or two pieces of lettuce that might be a little less than perfect, and cast them away. And then, as he would prepare the lettuce, he would make sure that each piece of lettuce was absolutely pure, rinsed beautifully in the water, that each piece of lettuce was a very lean piece of lettuce. It had no little bugs in it. It had no dirt in it. It had nothing on it that was not lettuce. He wanted lettuce, and so, therefore, he made sure that the lettuce was absolutely pure and beautiful and good. Now, an absolute philosopher, if he were to eat a piece of lettuce, he would eat a piece of lettuce that is absolutely pure. He would not put salad dressings on it. He would not put any type of things on it to change its taste and make it taste, quote, better. He would eat this beautiful substance that he knows nourishes and strengthens his body to go on and do all the magnificent things that his body is capable of doing when fed foods that are beneficial to it. And so as the absolute philosopher eats, he eats a very Spartan meal, you might say, a very lean meal. He does not eat a lot of dressings. He does not eat a lot of the extra things that you put on to the foods, like the condiments that might be there, because he is interested in having the pure, vital, dynamic food itself. Well, you say, actually, the condiments are pure, vital, dynamic foods too, and the dressings are pure, dynamic, vital, beautiful, tasty dressings, and aren't they wonderful? Yes, that's true. That's true. These things are all that way. But now let's just go down to the brass nubbins. What is it that you want from the lettuce? What is it you want from the meat? What is it you want from the substance that you're putting into your body or into your mind? And what is it that you want from this aspect? Well, what you want from this aspect is all that that aspect in your mind is capable of doing. Now, the lettuce is a cleansing substance. It is also a tasty substance. It is also a refreshing substance. It has many attributes to it other than food, but including food also. Now, it is not something that's a great calorie humper. It's not something that is a great protein humper. It has its own place in the schedule of eating. And it's a wonderful thing that it has. Now, if we're going to eat the lettuce, and we want to eat the lettuce because of what the lettuce can do for us, then we figure out what can the lettuce do for us. And if we already know, or if we think we know, then we want pure lettuce. We want lettuce that is void of anything that would change its taste, its flavor, that would in any way make the lettuce act in a different way once it got into our tummies. And we want the response of that absolute, lean, pure, wonderful lettuce. You say, well, Herb, you sure are carrying this to the nth degree. No, this could be a lot further, a lot further. But right at the moment, we're just taking it on the surface, because right at the moment, we're dealing with the surface now. Food, lettuce, meat, whatever it is that we eat, and thought are of the same genre. Food and thought are of the same genre because they express what it is that we want to do. We are taking the food into our body to do something. We are thinking our thoughts and speaking our word to do something. Now, what is it we want to have done? Do we want all the innuendos that are around the thoughts, all the condiments that we might put around our thoughts? Do we want all the dressing we might put around our thoughts until our thought is hidden from our awareness of just what it really means, and the little innuendos are in there and all packed away and we hadn't even noticed them? Do we take our thoughts and rinse them, cleanse them, wash them, purify them, before we ever let them see the light of day? Do we take our thoughts? Are we a lean, thinking, absolute philosopher? Do we take our thoughts and, if you will, purify them before we expose them to the world, our world? What do we really want? Do we want a loving world? Then our thoughts must be loving thoughts. Do we want a hateful world? Then hateful thoughts are the call of the day. Now, you say, well, why would anyone want hateful thoughts? Because they're careless. Because they look at an appearance and then they make a judgment from the appearance and they say that's a terrible or a good thing. Either way is the same thing. And in making this judgment, then they are manipulated by the appearance of the thing that they see, and then they think it's good or they think it's bad because of the appearance. We should think things are good or bad, and we shouldn't think things are good or bad at all, but we should think that things are what they are based upon what we in our thought want them to be, what we in our thought create them to be. Now, what are we in our thought creating our world to be? If we are a lean, thinking, absolute philosopher, then we will not have all of this otherness in our thought that confuses our being from knowing what we expect from that thought. If you think, I like me, I like me, I like me, and then someone comes along and says they don't like you, and someone else comes along and says they don't like you, and somebody else comes along and says they don't like you, pretty soon you might think, I don't like me. However, if you are consistent with thinking at all times and saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I'm nice, I'm wonderful, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious, and do not allow any negative thoughts to come into your mind, you will be a likable person. You will be a wonderful person because you will not build yourself upon other people's images and thoughts, which may be the evidence that is there, which may be the appearance that is there, but that's not the reality of you. You are a likable person, and you remain likable at all times, no matter what the circumstances are that you're facing, no matter what the circumstances are that you're being confronted with by other people, you are a likable person. You are a lean, thinking, absolute philosopher. And as a lean, thinking, absolute philosopher, you keep your thoughts pure and perfect. No condiments, no dressings, nothing to hide the taste or add a new taste or a different taste. You want the real taste. What is the real you? Will the real you please stand up? And the real you is whatever you think you are. And it doesn't matter. We like that word real, and we say, oh, that word real means the absolute, the best, the most perfect. Well, it does not. The real means the evidential. For there is no absolute perfect you. There is no ideal you. There is only a you that you choose to have. And is there an ideal body? Yes. Is there an ideal mind? Yes. Is there an ideal way to do things? Yes. Are these things always put together in the same cake that is baked? No. Sometimes a body that's not ideal is baked along with an ideal thought or an ideal attitude. And so you get sort of a mixed up affair. But when you keep all things on the same level of consciousness, on lean thinking, of thinking that all is in divine order, and then you let it be, then the wonder of that lean thinking of an absolute philosopher results in absolute fantastic responses in your world. It's up to us. It's up to us. You know, if I say to someone, would you like some lettuce? I found some in the garbage in the back. Ugh, you know, they'd say. I'd say, would you like some lettuce? I just was at the grocery and I picked up a couple of fresh heads of lettuce, and they are so beautiful. They're so crisp and they're so lovely. And can I prepare a couple pieces of lettuce for you? Oh, yes, that'd be lovely. And you put the lettuce on the plate, and right away they slap on some dressing, they slap on some condiments, they slap on some stuff, and then they chop it up and then they put it in their mouth, and they made it in little tiny pieces where you can't even pick it up. The lettuce should be whole. You pick it up and you eat it as though it's love. How would you compare it? It's like a piece of bread. That's really the way. The lettuce is like a piece of bread. It wants to be eaten whole. It wants to be eaten. You pick up the piece of bread, the whole piece, and you eat it, and you nibble on it, and you work on it, and you say, oh, that bread is so good, especially if the crust is real nice and crusty. And no butter, no condiments of any kind, no jellies, no nothing, just the pure bread, just the pure lettuce. And when we do that, we are really being a lean thinking absolute philosopher. And as a lean thinking absolute philosopher, wow, life takes on a whole different point of view. Then all those other aspects that would limit us or in any way keep us from our highest and best fade away into nothingness, and we have the very best always in all ways. You know, a friend of mine one time wrote on one of her letters, I love you always in all ways. I love you always in all ways. And I thought, that's pretty cool, pretty cool. A nice way to use a word. Always, I love you, and in every way, I love you. Kind of nice, isn't it? Think about that as a lean absolute philosopher. Thinking always in all ways, beautiful, positive thoughts about who and what you are, who and what your world is, and what you have created. And leave all those condiments, those dressings, leave all those sauces, leave all those things aside. Oh, but they make food so good. Well, if food isn't good by itself, if food isn't good because it is food, then perhaps you're using the wrong food. Then perhaps you're putting into that food at the time you're preparing it thoughts that, gee, I wish I had dressing on this, I wish I had this, I wish I had that. And when you do that, then naturally it'll always be incomplete. It'll be incompetent. It'll be something that cannot satisfy you, because that's the thought that it was made with. However, all of our meals, and I say however quite often, I should stop that. And all of our meals, and I should stop too, all of our meals are made with love. And when and since and as all of our meals are made with love, then all of our meals will be the most joyous, wonderful, fabulous things we could ever want in our life. Now make this yours now. Make this something that's important to you now. And watch how you will be the lean thinking absolute philosopher, living a fabulous, joyous, pure, beautiful, uplifting, enfolding life. Eternal. Yeah, kind of nice, isn't it? Have a wonderful day, and just know that I'm with you all the time, thinking how much I love you. I love you. I love you.